My impression is that I am shocked at what the population are going through in Ye. It was made very clear to us what this means to ordinary people by a large group of women that we met in Ye, and they told us the most horrific stories of rape and killing and violence against so many innocent people. They are absolutely traumatized, and I have to tell you, it was very disturbing to listen to what they had to say about how their lives are being completely ruined. So I have a really shocking account of what is happening to the good people of Ye right now.
We have seen humanitarian space is sort of shrinking further to in recent months. In your meetings with the authorities in Juba, is there something that you've discussed, and what do you ask of them?
We are appealing to all political leaders on all sides to bring the conflict to an end. In the other issues that we discussed with the government, we were talking about how to get the president's directive that humanitarian should get to everybody everywhere in this country, and the practical things that need to be done to make that happen. That means that humanitarian organizations need to be able to reach everybody everywhere freely. We have to all work together to make sure that the aid that comes to this country is not stolen. It gets to the people that it's intended for. This is not international community's aid. This is the aid for the people of South Sudan. We also talked about the bureaucratic issues that you have in any country, their regulations, their filling in forms and so forth. And this is, of course, absolutely normal in a normal situation. But we don't have a normal situation in this country. We have an emergency. We have an emergency. So therefore, we need emergency procedures, procedures that are fast, that get us quickly to the places that we need to be. I spent all day in Ye today. We had medicines that we wanted to get across to people who have been cut off, because people who know the situation in Ye right now, the city is surrounded, so you cannot come in or go out. We wanted to take medicines out to the health centers outside of Ye so that we could make sure that people out there were getting the medicines that they needed. But we had agreements from the highest levels that that we could do this humanitarian convoy, and yet we could not get through the checkpoint because we were told we didn't have permission. And yet the political leaders said we had permission, the high-level military leaders said we had permission, and for many hours we waited and we waited, but the message never came to the checkpoint to let us through. And I think that's just an example of the problem that we need to fix now. There's nobody, including those soldiers at the checkpoint, that want to stop humanitarian assistance. I don't believe that people want to stop humanitarian assistance. I believe that the people of South Sudan, on all sides, fundamentally respect humanitarian action. They respect our obligation to help people who are in need of humanitarian assistance. So we have to find the procedures that will enable smooth movement of humanitarian assistance everywhere in the country. That's what the president said. That's what we need to make happen.